Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now, on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
So, Hoodie, it's going to be 4,000 inches of snow. How are we going to get to work? Oh, my God. Do we overreact in the media about a little bit of snow coming? Come on, man. How are you? Did you make it here okay?
Yeah, I made it here fine.
Did you have to sketch? Remember sketching?
Sketching.
When you hold on the back of the bus and we would sketch?
Nah, you know what? I'm never going to have a major problem getting to work being from the south side. When you're from South Shore, you know every back alley from here to downtown.
Yep.
If I got to make you, I remember we had some flooding issues in the city where we had a lot of rain. I took every back alley I had to through like Bronzeville and, you know, South Shore and just like every back, Auburn, Gresham, whatever I needed to do to get to work, I got there.
You just find your way.
Yeah. I can go from here, from home to here through back alleys if I have to get here. I will get here somehow. Maybe it'll be on time, maybe not, but I'll make it sure I'll get here for sure.
Yeah. I mean, wow. Now I got a text. Very sweet of JR to send us a group text. The worst drive I've had in a long time. And my wife's like, I'm going to work from home. Do you want to take? She has an SUV and I have a little car.
Yeah.
And she's like, you want to take my SUV? And I looked out and I'm like, no. Got out of my complex and I'm like, the roads aren't even snow covered. What are you talking about?
Listen, we did. There is some Chicago toughness to many of us that live here. It's not like what I saw in the news yesterday, like Arizona, they get a sprinkling like, oh, my God. It's even worse in the south, by the way, because Atlanta's not used to that.
Right.
If they do get some snow, just like, oh, my goodness, I can't get to the stripper pole. Like, I can't get out to the clubs if there's snowing. Right. Because it's not like there's salt mines and places where you get salt. Like, it's not readily available like it is here in the city.
We are such a soft society. Oh, my God. Are they going to shut down this and the roads or that? Danny lives close, relatively close to me. Danny, you didn't have any issues.
No, none at all. I mean, my little subdivision was not plowed, but once I got out of there, the roads were crystal clear.
Yeah. Meller, how was it out in the western burbs?
It wasn't too bad, actually. It was fairly mundane, so it was pretty easy for me.
But you got to understand, though, that the reason why that there is even this thought about weather every time we get some snow is because the newscasts have weather people on there three times a half hour.
Right.
They get their money. When I was a kid growing up, you got John Coughlin one time.
That's it.
You got Harry Volkman one time.
John Coleman.
Yeah, one time. It wasn't... at the top, in the middle, and at the end. Now, I understand people want to know about their commute. It's more important than ever, right? But my God, I mean, you got it one time. If you weren't there for the first time, you missed it.
Exactly.
There was no 7-day back in the day.
And no app.
No. It's just like you have to want to, but now you're getting it three times every half hour. You get it around the clock on the news radio stations. I get it. I understand the importance. But when it comes to snow, the snow that we're getting now, the snow we're getting lately, is nothing like it was when you were a kid or when I was a kid.
I remember watching Kent Ninomiya on Channel 7. Remember him?
I don't know if I do.
And now...
That might predate me.
They send out, you know, whoever. Tanya Babich.
Sure.
Lovely woman who works here, and they send her out, and she's standing on an overpass, and there's a little bit of blowing. Oh, my God, the snow is just pouring down. I'm like... Really? You couldn't do that from the studio?
How about that, Danny?
The worst is that they put a Diane Pathiaw, who I love.
She's awesome.
But they'll put her in the front seat of a car with someone driving it, and she'll do a report on the highway. Well, guys, I'm out here on the Edens right now, and traffic's moving slowly. Like,
Yeah, well, I know.
We get it. Traffic's going to move. So, like, you really need the reporter on the highway in the car.
Yeah, or standing off to the side. I don't get it. I really don't. That's why we're so freaking soft. Oh, my God. There's so much snow out there.
Well, there's an over-reporting that comes with that, too.
Correct.
Right? It's not like when I was in New Orleans and being there for the Final Four or covering something when you had a little rain. Like, everything would shut down, right, as far as the news. Well, if you're watching Ellen or if you're watching whatever your midday or afternoon show, because they would let people know, like, it's only a sprinkle. Don't worry. But in New Orleans, you have to be concerned. If it rains, you don't know what that is. Like, wait, it's raining. What is this?
Right.
Is it flooding? Are we going to have a tragedy? Like, you don't know. So they would. I would see this when I was in New Orleans. Like, all right, it's just a little sprinkle. It's going to be. But to the people down there, they're like, okay, yeah, how serious is this?
We lived through a sprinkle.
Now that's when you have to have that. But here, unless you know it's going to be some kind of major snowstorm, I think we'll be fine.
Right.
But this is how they report it. They want people to know there's going to be snow. Be prepared.
Yeah, I saw.
Actually, that's progress. At least now they can tell you how much is going to come down, what to be prepared for, but not to panic, though.
So I went and I was at the grocery store yesterday picking something up for dinner, and there was a woman in front of me, and wow, she had a lot of groceries. And I happened to remark, I'm standing on my little spot, 8 feet away. Wow, got a big family. She said, no, there's a storm coming. We have to stock up. I'm like, really?
You really need Dr. Rick.
I'm like,
you weren't supposed to talk to that lady. You just couldn't help yourself. No, leave her alone. No, don't ask. Don't ask. You got a lot of groceries. Take that. Doc, you really need Dr. Rick from Progressive.
I was like,
that's who you need.
A storm. We have to stock up. What do you think's coming here?
Don't be like your parents. No, leave it alone. It's okay. Let it walk away. Cap, walk away. That's a lot of groceries. Save some for me.
He has blue hair. Blue.
Let's leave her alone, Cap. Leave her alone. You've got a big family. No, it's a storm.
You don't know her. Leave her alone.
Leave her alone. Leave her alone, Cap.
And I did not know her.
Live, laugh, love. Throw in the garbage. Don't be like your parents, clown. So yeah, I totally get it. But you recall 67, I recall 1979 as a kid. 79, Dr. Ruth Love, the superintendent of schools back then, like, oh, there's no way. Yeah, you're going to school. I never had a snow day.
Never.
No, in 79, we had to go to school.
I was in college.
In 67, there were snow days,
67,
right?
Snow days? We were closed for like over a week. 26 inches and 24 hours. It was insane.
No, I went to school all those days in 79. Now, maybe 67 was worse. I understand. At least that's what I remember. But in 79, we went to school every day. Oh, I was getting stuck in drifts. My poor grandmother looking outside, and she says, oh, Johnny fell into the snow blank. Like, all she could see is the afro and the snow. She couldn't see anything else. No snow suit out. She thought that was the end, right? She puts her coat on, and I find a way to dust myself off. Like, I got to keep going. Doesn't matter. She says, go to school. So she could see me from the porch, and she thought it was the end. But she saw the afro rise up through the snow.
He's back.
He's okay.
The phoenix will rise again. See, I thought it was interesting. I got the early call from my kid's school last night about 8:45. Mm-hmm. And at that point, at least in LaGrange, it really, a couple inches, and it really wasn't coming down very hard. So I was kind of like, huh, because my kids go every Tuesday and Friday right now with their setup. Early call, no school. We're doing remote learning. So no snow day. Get ready to check in via Zoom.
Right, no such thing as a snow day anymore. Yeah.
Ready for your classes.
You know what, Jeff? That's the end of that. Like, we'll get through this winter, but that'll be the end of the snow day. That's the end of that. Like, there's
forever.
With the learning, they found a way, right? The remote learning, there is no more snow days. And I know for some teachers, like, I really need that day off. You know, I could use a breather. No, it's over. Either it's going to be in the classroom or remotely, but there's no days off like Belichick.
Correct.
No days off.
That's it. Back to work.
So I think that's where we are now. I think right now, moving forward, after this winter, there will be no more snow days.
Yeah, have we seen the last actual snow day for schools? That's a fair question, and it's a bummer because depending on the age of your kids, like, you know what? Let's kick them outside, go make a snowman, have a snowball fight. That's fun stuff.
Yes.
And now it's going to be, they're on the Zoom call all day today, and then when they finally get off, they're, you know, I'm going to have to push them to get outside because now they've been working all day and they probably don't want to run outside like they normally would on a normal snow day.
How about that? That's the end of that.
That's the end of that.
End of an era. It's an era I never lived in. And, you know, you live in the South Side. There was no days off.
Well, I didn't know him, but I got the feeling Bob Hood would be like, what do you mean a snow day?
Yeah, I don't think.
John, if the school's closed, you got a lot of chores around here.
That's like speaking French on the South Side to a non-French speaking family.
Danny,
no idea.
Danny had snow days in the.
No. I went to a Chicago public school camp.
Right. Never.
CPS, baby. I K through eight. This snow like this doesn't matter. We'd walk to school in our moon boots, carrying a Jules bag with our gym shoes in them, so we could change shoes when we got to class. There were no snow days till I got to high school. But yeah, Chicago public schools, they don't close.
Yeah, we in the suburbs.
The parents
when I
need
was a
those
kid,
schools as daycare.
Now I'm older than you guys, but yeah, we had absolutely had snow days.
No
doubt about it.
No.
So
no, you're a Chicago public school person. Now, at least like where Danny grew up, where I grew up, like there was no such thing. You had to go.
So at what age did Bob Hood have you shoveling?
Oh God, 3 or 4. So like I had like he had his big shovel. I had my mini shovel. Right?
Right.
He did have a snowblower, but we didn't grow up with a garage.
Uh-huh.
We had the backyard because wouldn't have a garage there. The home we built, I grew up in was built in 1960 when you were born.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a very affluent neighborhood at the time, Pill Hill, because the doctors and lawyers grew up there. Uh-huh. Some of the old ex-Cubs used to live there.
Uh-huh.
Like Fergie and definitely Billy Williams lived on Jeffrey.
Uh-huh.
Bruce Levine knows that whole story. Like, yep. He grew up around those guys, too, in South Shore. But he because he didn't have a garage, the neighbor had the snowblower. It's like, you got a garage. Can I put my snowblower in there? He goes, oh, yeah, no problem. Then eventually he built a garage. But he didn't want to have a garage back there when they moved in because he didn't want to mess up the garden. He had this huge garden in the back. He's like, well, if I get a garage there, then there's not going to be no more garden. So he was big on tomatoes and growing his own vegetables
sure.
Out there.
Sure.
Danny. Big with that.
So he's out there 3 or 4. Danny said to his lovely wife today, Avery's 7. Can we get him out there shoveling? And her response was different than Bob Hood.
She thinks the age for him to start shoveling is 10. Like, she's like, he can go out there and have fun while you shovel, but it's not going to be his primary responsibility until he's about 10.
Is that in some book? How do you know 10's the right number? Just because it's a round number?
I guess it's not slave labor once they're double digits. I think that was her thinking.
Excuse me?
Slave labor until they're double digits.
This is amusing to me because last night,
wow.
After the first dusting of snow, I got out there because also this was the first time for me that we've really had a snowstorm over, or at least expected overnight, where we have these early hours. And I was like, boy, I don't want to wake up any earlier than I have to get out there and shovel the driveway just to get out.
Yeah.
So I was clearing the driveway and it, you know, only took 30 minutes because it hadn't come down yet. And so I walked back in. And my son Alex and my daughter Peyton are on their iPads getting ready for bed. And I say to them, kiddos, you're 10. I think next time it snows during the day, I'm going to teach you guys how to shovel. And Alex looked up from his iPad and goes, I don't really want to.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, can I say something to that story real quick?
Then I'll come over.
Meller's the guy that annoys me the most. I can't stand the person that shovels while it's still snowing. Like, wait till it's done. You got to shovel twice then.
Yeah, but the problem is...
I don't understand that.
Well,
my neighbor Dan does that also. He's out there shoveling, and it's coming down.
It's coming
and I'm like,
down.
Dude, just wait till it's over and shovel one
but
time.
But if you're going to get, like, 3 inches, okay, I get it. If you're getting, like, 8,
yes.
It's way easier to get 3 or 4 out of there and then go back and clean it up again.
That is precisely it. That's not my normal routine, but in big snows, if it's going to be snowing for 24-plus hours... Yeah, at some point you got
to
just
like it's supposed to snow to like 5:30 today.
You got to pull a doubleheader and be like, I'm going to be out there twice.
That's the reason why that you don't want to. You'd rather not go out there twice if you can help it.
Yeah.
I understand. You'd rather not do that. You want to get it done at once. It's kind of like my neighbor with the leaves, right? He will not go out there until the last leaf is down. Early December, that's when he starts raking. You're like, what about October? It's right, been exactly. down here since October. It's like he waits until this, like the 1st of December, looks up at the tree.
Yeah, all of them are down.
Yeah, what are you doing now? It's rake, rake, rake. Like, wait a minute. What about October? You're trudging through the leaves, and he waits until the last moment. So the same thing with the snow. I agree with Danny. Wait until it's all done, and then get it done in one swoop, and then you're finished.
I'm that leaf guy also. My house was the only house on the entire street that still had leaves because I wasn't raking till every tree was bare.
So do you shovel yourself or pay someone to do it for you? And do we overdo it with, oh, my God, oh, my God, we're going to have this massive snowmageddon coming here? Stop. Stop. We're so soft. 312-332-3776.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies. At Cap Jay Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
But first, let's check the death count from the killer storm bearing down on us like a shotgun full of snow.
Well, Kent, as of now, the death count is zero, but it is ready to shoot right up.
Oh, my God. Damn you, snow!
Last night, I'm flipping around from Channel 9 to Fox because the networks were in national news. And then I make sure at 9, back to them again. It's like Tom Skilling is like the newscaster. He leads it off. Tom will be back in 8 minutes with an update. And then Tom will be back again in another 8. It's like, wow, it's the Weather Channel.
Yes, there's no doubt. Except I didn't want to know the weather in Calgary. I need to know what's happening in Chicago.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only problem.
The Yankee Clipper will be moving. I don't need to know about Joe DiMaggio.
How about, hey, thanks so much for telling me what's happening in Vancouver. Just tell me what's going to happen in South Shore. That's all.
That's it. Period.
Clipper is coming down. Just like, okay. All right. Well, you know what? He gets paid the big bucks to tell us what's going on.
He does.
The national weather guy that just happens to live here.
He does.
He's very good at what he does.
He's our guy. Anyway, 312-332-3776. So have we seen the end of snow days? Brian Rose on Twitter said, not every student has a computer or internet access. And in some areas where they don't have that, maybe they'll still have snow days.
There's going to be some kind of learning there. I'm not so sure. You know, it's funny that when we were doing the walk, as you did the walk for charity for Bernie's Book Bank, that's one of the things that we talked about is the lack of internet access.
Correct.
Really, one of the reasons why you did that walk, because of a great cause. We talked about the neighborhoods like Austin not having internet access to be able to learn. In some areas that is the case, but at the same time though, for the majority, I just don't think we're going to have the type of snow days across the board like we once did. I just don't think we're having that because of that internet access.
By the way, I came home the other day and there was an envelope in the mail, and we've already totaled up how much we took in. Mm-hmm. And there was a letter in there with a check from Laura Ricketts. And it said, you know what? I wanted to send, they'd already made a really, really generous donation. I wanted to send this too because she heard that it was, the goal had been 87,000.
Right.
We were at like 99,900. Mm-hmm. And so she sent a really generous check. She goes, I want to make sure you're significantly over $100,000.
I thought that was awesome.
Really cool.
That's awesome.
Really cool. So thank you, Laura Ricketts.
Also, that money could have went to save Schwarber for a year, but nonetheless.
Wasn't that much.
That could have helped.
Do you shovel yourself or pay someone to do it for you? And do we overblow some of these storms? Like, if we're going to get 2 feet of snow, we get it.
I'm doing it myself, by the way. And no, I'm not going to have a heart attack, Sylvie. I'm fine. I know how to pace myself.
Right.
So I'm not going to go down because of snow shoveling. I know that for sure. I'm too cool for that.
Yeah, apparently Sylvie was saying, oh, God. Hoodie, be careful. We can't have Cap and Company back. let's go to the phones. Tom's in Oak Lawn. Hey, Tom, what's up, man?
There's a little bit of snow out there. It's kind of cold, so you better bundle up and check on your elderly inside. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to get into a fight with Marcin Greco after that. You know, he's already got Larry Potash and such. You know, I don't want to be on that end. But I mean, we got like the message from our son's school saying about how today is like a remote option day, where then if you want to send your kids into school, you can, or you have the option where then you can go into remote. And then we're like, we're sending them to school and such. And then all of a sudden we find ourselves talking about, you know, oh, remember back when we were in school? And I was talking about how, oh, when I was at St. Rita, we didn't cancel the school. The only time they canceled the school was because the heater broke down. And even then, they tried to still have school. And then my wife went to Mother Macaulay, and they don't cancel. They don't have snow days or whatever. They've got like 10 contingency plans for every single natural disaster. And I'm thinking to myself, my God. We have turned into our parents.
That's exactly right.
We need Dr.
Said
Rick.
We wouldn't do it. Now here we are. We're like, oh, snow, 5 inches. Snow, what is that? That's nothing. Yeah. And such, so.
Listen, Tom, we need Dr. Rick. We cannot have this.
Right. Yes, you called me out. You don't talk to the lady in the line.
Yeah,
the
don't do that.
Store.
You really are your parents, though. You walk around here, you're talking. Nobody gets in the speakerphone, talks. I mean, we got headphones now. We got ear pods.
I have AirPods.
No, but you don't use them very often, though.
No, I like to talk on the speaker.
Hey, it's David Kaplan. If you need to come in my home, what's that? I've got the code if you need to come in my home for work. Like, hey, man, that's a private conversation. Excuse me? I said it's a little loud. You're your parents. Just stop.
He has blue hair.
Blue. Jeez.
Steve's in Bridgeport. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, man?
Stevie.
Hey, I'm going to say, you remember when we were younger, I'm about the same age as you guys, like the kid lottery was waking up in the morning and watching the news and watching the schools being closed.
On WGN, Ray Rayner would announce them.
Yeah, it would be on it would be a crawl on the bottom of the screen.
Exactly.
You'd see him.
And like if your buddy from the other Catholic school got off before you, you're sitting there going, where's mine? Where's mine? Come on, let's go.
Right.
Exactly. Where is St. Albie's? Steve. Ah, Felicity's right. Off. Damn it.
Exactly.
That was like hitting the kid lottery.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and I remember, thanks for the call, man.
Hey, that's a fine.
Yes, it's $1 to Bernie's book bank. It's already a
it's
few
a fine.
Up there.
No, all right, how about Miller? That's a fine.
So I remember, I'd watch Ray Rayner. He would always have the reverse Cubs and Sox hat in the summer. In the winter, the Bulls highlights or the Blackhawks highlights or Bears highlights, whatever the case may be. And then you're right, there was the crawl. Well, when I got hired at WGN back in 95, there's no internet, there's no apps, there's no smartphones. I remember I used to prepare my sports cast, whatever the case may be. Well, they became the emergency school closing center.
Yeah.
And they went, yeah, no sports today. You have to come in case something breaks, but no sports today. Because Lyle Dean would be reading a list 5,000 schools long. And if you listen, District 73 and a half, closed. District 74, open for limited access. Yeah, you're like, well, that's my school.
Yeah, well, you know what? Where else were we going to get that information? You had to put on GN. You had nowhere else to go.
Nowhere else to go.
If you didn't have the TV and you're driving around, you got to find out. You know, you got to find out if your school pops up there or not.
That was big stuff.
I like Tom mentioned St. Rita's, by the way, at the Jules. The St. Rita's
at the Jules over near Kaminsky Park. Tim is in Downers Grove. He's a snow plow contractor. He's actually out clearing the roads. Hey, Tim, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, Cappy, what's up, boys? How are you?
How are you?
Good. So I got two parts to your morning show. One, it's my 30th year of plowing snow. I've been doing it since I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
Every snow that's fallen, other than the handful, maybe I got double digits where I was out of town, but every other snow, I've been in a plow truck all night. And I listen to the radio all night. I listen to sports radio. I listen to, you know, everything going on. And the reason that the roads are so clear is because we're out all night. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and equipment today is so much better than it used to be. Absolutely. So the roads are clear and open for everybody. The parking lots are all open for you guys to get into because we've been pounding piles since, you know, before midnight. And I find it ironic, though, that you guys talk about this being built up and over forecast when, you know, the sports media, you know, we talk about the Bears quarterback 24/7.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Today's snow could have been 8 to 10 inches, ended up being 4 or 5, but it could have developed 8 to 10, which would have been a real mess. But it tapered off, and they do love to hype it up because they want all the commercials and everyone to pay attention to see the Armageddon snow, right?
Snowmageddon.
Hey, Tim, when we overhype and talk about the Bears 24/7, we're doing God's work.
I know, absolutely. I get it, but I just find it because somewhat you guys come on like, the snow, the hype. Like, I've been listening all night, you know, talking about Aaron Rodgers being relocated and all the trade possibilities and where he's going to go and everything else, all these hypotheticals. I'm like, are you kidding me? He's not going anywhere, you know, because he loses a game. But that's another whole story we could talk about.
By the way, Tim, we have a snowplow guy who comes to our house. The greatest money I ever spend.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about that in the past. And, yeah, we go out. You know, we got to try and time it right so we, you know, get the snow out the right time, but get it out before rush hour. And, you know, we don't want to end up doing it twice. We don't have to. So we're watching the news like crazy nonstop to make sure that we time everything correctly and hope nothing breaks down and everybody stays safe. But it's a standard 4 or 5 inch snow. It'll all be cleared out and salted. And the amount of salt our state and city uses is crazy. That's the reason those roads are blacktop, because they just bomb them.
Danny, you have a question for Tim?
Yeah, Tim, I got a question. If you're driving a truck that's got a plow in the front, I always wonder this, and you're on the main roads, why is it the plow down? Why aren't you just plowing while you drive?
I'm not allowed to.
All right. That's a good answer.
It's kind of funny.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, because like I'm on Ogden Avenue out in Naperville right now, and these guys from the city, like if any of my snow drifts into the street, they'll come. I've had actually like almost altercations with guys because they're all hell bent. There's a little drift that I haven't cleaned up yet, and I'm like, hey, you guys dump all your snow into my lot and my entrances. You know, don't worry about it. I'll clean it up. Oh yeah, if you drive the snow across the street, they get pissed. So you're supposed to keep your snow on your property. And, yeah, I mean, you know, if I'm in my neighborhood and, you know, running out, I'll drop the blade sometimes just to open a path for people getting out. There's a lot of snow, but that's rare.
Yeah, what drives me nuts is when the guy comes, does my driveway, and then the development that I live in plows the mouth of the driveway right back
exactly.
over.
Exactly. That's why we try and time it so we do the driveways a little later so we can get those entrances for them where they dump all the slush and the salt and the mess at the bottom of the driveway.
Hey, man, stay safe, and we appreciate you.
You got it, boys.
See you.
Always good listening. Talk to you soon.
You're the best. Tim. Thanks, Tim.
Hey, what's that like to have a snow plow contractor come around the neighborhood?
Really nice.
Really? He comes around, huh?
Pete and Pat Valicenti.
Really?
Yep.
Well, they were great with the Bears back in the day, too.
They were really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Really like the Valiseries. They were very good back then.
Valicenti.
Oh.
Distant relative.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. You know, we don't have that around our neighborhood. They come around in June. By that time, it's too late. We don't really have snow guys.
I thought they stored them at the Whole Foods in the parking lot.
Yeah, a whole different neighborhood there, 30 minutes away.
Yeah,
it's great.
Different world.
Yeah.
312-332-3776. Okay, we've got some interesting info for you. Jay Glazer says the Bears are going all in to get an elite quarterback. Is he reporting something or just giving his opinion? We'll play it for you next.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
So, as I do every night, Danny, Jeff, JR, Hoodie, we all are watching sports, and we are on social media. And I always, oh, that's an interesting thing. Oh, that's a good take. That's good video. That's good audio. Whatever the case may be. And once in a while, we send it to our group text line and go, whoa. So last night, I'm rolling through, and Jay Glazer had tweeted something, and it had the word Bears in it. I'm like, whoa. Hold on a minute. It was like a 9-minute video.
Yes.
So I start listening and watching. He's answering fans' questions. It's like a great thing. I like doing that as well, where I'll go, all right,
fire away. I got time. What do you want to do?
Right.
Like when I have a flight going to do a game like you, you sit in an airport for 4 hours. I'm like, I got nothing to do. All right, let's go. Answer question time. Mm-hmm. So Jay Glazer got to the quarterback carousel, and the question was asked to him, Jay, where are the Chicago Bears positioned in getting a better quarterback?
Where are the Bears positioned in the expected quarterback carousel? They're going to be big players in it. They know they have to. They know that their entire offseason, their future, really, you know, hinges on them finding the right guy, finding a quarterback where they don't keep having to have the quarterback carousel. And if you have a guy in there, an offensive guy like Matt Nagy, you want to find somebody you could team up with him for a long time. So, you know, I am, if I'm them, I'm exhausting. Whatever I think my top three options are, I'm doing everything I can to get those top three options. The first option is Deshaun Watson. That's the guy. Of anything out there, Deshaun Watson would be my top target. I would trade so much for a guy like Deshaun Watson.
So,
okay,
that's him answering a listener question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys believe, because he's as tapped in as they come, he's the guy that broke Spygate. That's what, in that video, he talks about when he got the video on Spygate, he goes, nobody at Fox gave me any run whatsoever. And he's in this production meeting, and they said, hey, we're doing an extra segment for Jay today. And Howie, Terry, they're like, why is he getting more time? And they said, he's got the video of Spygate. And Terry Bradshaw went, he has the video? No way. Yes, I have the video. Okay, then you're good with me. He said it made his career. So anything he says now, he's pretty tapped in. Mm-hmm. You think he's tapped in right there? Are they truly all in to try and get Watson?
I think he might have heard something. See, it's Jay Glazer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Jay Glazer's different, I think, than Adam Schefter or Mort.
Or Rappaport.
Or Rappaport or the guy from CBS. I just
Bakken for it.
Yeah, I think he's different because he's very close to the players.
He is.
Maybe too uncomfortably close sometimes, but at least he gets the scoop, right?
He does.
I mean, he's not getting it from executives. He flips it. Where Schefter will get it from executives, but not as much as players. Schefter's working, or Glazer's working out with him.
Correct.
Like he knows because they know him very well. So it would not surprise me if he's heard rumblings because he has that in with players.
Correct. Remember when Urlacher was mad at the media because they were covering the divorce stuff? And he was talking to nobody. And then Glazer would come out on Sunday morning. Here's what Brian Urlacher's thinking. You're like, whoa! Because
mm-hmm.
they were boys.
Yes.
So, Danny, do you think Glazer has some info that the Bears are going to leave no stone unturned, no cost is too much to get the right guy?
No, I think that was just Glazer's opinion. I think the difference between, like Hoodie was saying, the difference between Glazer and Schefter is Glazer's not scared to be very, very opinionated because, you know, Schefter's very cautious that when he says something, people assume that it's going to be he's reporting it. I remember when he used to join Carmen and Yurko every week, when he'd say something bold, he'd be like, guys, I'm not reporting this, I'm just speculating. I think what Glazer was doing there was just saying what he would do if he ran the team, but by no means do I think he's reporting it.
No. Jeff, I think there's more there. I think like he's heard from players, hey, Bears are going to be all in, man. I'm not telling you that's where I'm going, but they are going to be all in.
Yeah, I agree more with Danny. I think, and Hoodie, too. I think it's more of a, he's more of a players guy, and we know that.
You've
laid out,
definitely,
you know, where his sources come from. And to his credit, generally, when he says something, I trust it more definitively, like, you know, that he's giving you the actual goods. But in this case, it truly does seem like he's just recognizing what we all see for ourselves. You're in a position, if you're the Bears, you need to win ASAP, and you need to go out and fix this quarterback issue that's been ongoing now for as long as we've all been alive.
I would love the idea that for the Bears to be in a position to get themselves a franchise young quarterback like Deshaun Watson. And hopefully that will be the case. You know why? Because it goes back to our topic last week. Would I think differently of Ryan Pace if he's able to pull off that deal? Well, yeah, of course I would. Because now you're able to right or wrong, right? Mm-hmm. The Trubisky thing didn't work out, but I got someone who's even better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what guys that really know how to trade and really know how to wheel and deal, they do. They right the wrong. They fix the problem, right? So hopefully that will be something that they do. Because that quarterback list you've been giving us, and that's not the future for the Bears.
No.
Those free agents, that's not good.
Not good. But there could be unprecedented movement this year. We had Tannenbaum yesterday, said 18. Then Schefter said last night, over 18. It's like, jeez. I mean, Stafford and Deshaun Watson and all these different names that are going to be out there, they got to find a way to get one of them. Mm-hmm. They got to. But it's the Bears. And if they did, what are we going to talk about year to year? Oh, my God. If we had Aaron Rodgers as our quarterback, we would never have anything to complain about.
Oh, no, but we'd be talking about winning for a change.
For a change.
On a regular basis.
It'd be nice.
People don't realize this, and sometimes we have to refresh people to understand. I know I can speak for myself, and I think I can speak for you. It's better when the Bears win. It's better for the bottom line. Better
no
for
doubt.
The pocketbook.
Yep.
It's better for the ratings. It's better for the interest of the team.
No question.
Everyone gets under the tent when the Bears win. When they lose, people start leaving and finding other things to do. I'd rather for the Bears to be a perennial winner than to be losing and being 4-12 every year. Just saying, it's easier for me.
Well said. 312-332-3776. Albert Breer will join us at 8 o'clock about all that is going on in the National Football League. And it's snowing out there. Folks, it's not that bad. The roads are okay, but be safe. All right? We'll be right back.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Rolling out, Cap J. Hood, ESPN 1000. Hoodie was just showing me videos of Bulls watch parties that he and Black did. Brought to you by our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka. That was pre-pandemic. Yes. But that was last, like, January.
It was around this date 1 year ago when we weren't thinking about COVID or anything else like that, and we were just partying. And Black and I did four Tito's Handmade Vodka Bulls watch parties on Saturdays. And we're on the south side, Calumet Park, and being a little bit of UIC. But we were there, and no one was thinking about COVID. You could see people. I know you were like, wait, people are just like that close together, dancing at our party. Yeah, that's what it was a year ago. No thoughts about COVID, just having a good time, normal.
And 6 weeks later, the world changed.
Right.
Not just here, the world.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I would have Gino's Place in Calumet Park and Bracket Room at UIC. Yeah, it was a fun time.
312-332-3776. So is Deshaun Watson a guy that you go all in? Four number ones, three number ones, two number twos, take Jalen Johnson, a young, talented. Like, are you pushing whatever it takes? I want that too. Well, take it. And I want that. Take it. I got to have the quarterback. Like, is he that guy? He's good.
Yes, I believe he's that guy. The thing that's of course, everything can't fall into place when you want it, right? Yes, I would love to have Deshaun Watson here, but I'm also concerned about the weapons around Deshaun Watson. If you're Watson, you look at the Bears situation, like, okay, who's my number one? Robbins is leaving. Do you have a number one? Well, we're working on it. Sorry.
How about your O-line?
Well, we got Mustafa and Bars.
Yeah, your interior with Daniels and White here. You're okay. Who's your tackles?
Not sure.
Did you see Shaq Barrett go by Rick Wagner the other day and destroy Aaron?
Yeah, I'm not sure. See, that's the thing.
Right, if I'm Deshaun, I'm like, hold on a second.
It's got to be pretty much tailor-made for me. Nothing's perfect in the National Football League, but give me my weapons, man. Who can I work with? What are you going to sell? That's the thing about it. You want Deshaun Watson. What do you sell? What are you selling them? What are you showing him about the Bears? You know, pull out the old film from 1950?
Right.
What are you showing him, 85 Bears?
My brother, Bruce, called me last night. He said, okay, I hear you and Hoodie talking about Deshaun Watson. He goes, love him. He's a hell of a player. He's a better person. Great leader. Hey, Deshaun, I don't have a left tackle. Right tackle's not really good. My number one receiver wants too much money, so he's probably leaving. The cap's coming down. He said, okay, from a brand awareness, he's a brand.
Yep.
Brand awareness, Chicago's better than Houston. Okay, I'll give you that. The McCaskey family, far more well-respected by their players. Their players love them. compared to the McNair family down in Texas. Okay, I'll give you that one.
He won't believe he can win here, so why would he come?
That's
and he
the
has
question.
A no-trade clause.
Besides generational wealth and the idea that his face will be on the mural in the Kennedy, what else are you going to sell him?
Correct.
What else is there, Danny?
Well, according to the Miami Herald, Deshaun Watson has made it clear that he's got a pecking order now. And number one on his list is the Jets because he loves their new head coach, Robert Saleh. He wanted him to interview for the Texans job. Number two on his list, the Miami Dolphins. In that order is what the Miami Herald's reporting.
Bruh, if you want to take the Jets, just come here. Jets.
But he likes the coach. We got Matt Nagy here. Like, if that's really the thing that's weighing on him is the coach.
But there's really not a lot of difference between the Jets and the Bears. When you ask any Jets fan, average Jets fan, what's going on with the team, they just show you Joe Namath.
Yeah.
Here we got 85 Bears. They just talk about the past. They don't have much. They've got their tradition, but their tradition of losing it being a bad organization.
I mean, you want to talk about lack of weapons. The Jets have lack of weapons. But I do give him credit. I think, look, he recognizes that Robert Saleh is somebody who's well-respected in this league, and he's already suffered through the Bill O'Brien experience in Houston. He's done with that. You know, the one thing you keep saying, Cap, is that Allen Robinson, you know, is as good as gone. I don't believe that has to be the case. If you really want to put the hard court press on Deshaun Watson, I think those guys can go hand in hand. You sell him on the fact that Allen Robinson is still in town and you have the franchise tag to keep him, and you sell Allen Robinson on the idea that, look, things are going to get better if we can bring Deshaun Watson and you two can be a beautiful pairing together. Like I don't think that needs to be mutually exclusive that A-Rob is gone here.
What if they tag Allen Robinson with the intention of trading him to get some of the equity back that they're going to have to put into a Deshaun Watson trade?
I worry about all that later. Like, find a way to land Deshaun Watson. And yes, it's going to be, this is on Ryan Pace. This is going to be a hard sell, but you're the one who put yourself in this position. Figure it out. Do whatever you have to do to convince Deshaun Watson that Chicago's the best place for you to come play football. I don't know what it is. Yeah, you guys have laid out all the inequities that are on the Bears' current roster, but that's, you know what? You're going to have to be a salesman, Ryan Pace. Figure it out. Whatever you're telling George McCaskey and Ted Phillips to continue to keep you around, sell that to Deshaun Watson. Make it happen.
Right. Well said, but at some point, doesn't the price become too extreme?
Nope.
So four number ones. They tell you, okay.
No, not that high now.
Three number ones and a two and Jalen Johnson.
You can spread out those number ones too, by the way. We can spread those out.
Nope. I'm getting 21, 22,
nah,
and 23.
Don't do that now.
And it's not going to be your typical bidding war because Deshaun Watson has the no-trade clause.
Correct.
It's going to be between probably the Jets, Dolphins, and then, again, the Texans are going to have to walk a tightrope here because they're going to want to maximize the value that they get in return, but they know that Deshaun Watson can say no to whatever destination that is. So it's not your typical bidding war, but it doesn't matter. Whatever you have to give, I wouldn't want to give up four first-rounders, but if you find the franchise quarterback who's 25 years old, you're set up for the next decade at least.
That's important.
And as you just pointed out, so a guy that I follow who's really good on the draft, Matt Miller, he's very well connected.
Absolutely.
Spent today talking to a few sources on the Deshaun Watson story. No disrespect to other reporters, but I've been told the Jets are not his preferred destination should a trade take place. His no trade clause makes this very important because he could say, hey, guess what? I'm happy that the Bears offered you eight number ones. I'm not going there. I don't care. So we'll see. Albert Breer is someone who is wildly tapped in on the National Football League. We'll get to your calls as well. But Albert Breer on the NFL, Deshaun Watson, and is there a surprise quarterback that could be in play in Chicago? We'll ask him all of that in 2 minutes.